Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening, June 11th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, car prices have risen lately, and sharing office tales with your kids, is that a good idea? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
You might encounter some sticker shock if you haven't shopped for a new auto lately. Eddie Alterman of Car and Driver tells us what you can expect.
Cars are getting more and more expensive, and the average transaction price has crept over $30,000 for the past 5 years. And, you know, that's a lot of money.
A lot of it has to do with increased costs for automakers to ensure safety, performance, and fuel economy standards are met. Consumers are also footing the bill for regulatory changes and new technology being added to vehicles.
The good part is all that stuff is being amortized across the entire fleet, so a lot of that stuff is really trickling down to the cheaper cars.
But if the average is $30,000 for a new vehicle, that means there are a lot of choices for less. Alterman says some of the best are the Mazda MX-5 Miata, Mini Cooper S Hardtop, Honda Civic S1, and the Jeep Wrangler Willys. As we continue bringing work home in a positive way.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Do you speak to your children about your job? Many people believe that work and home life should remain mutually exclusive, but there can be benefits of discussing office issues around the dinner table. As Emma Johnson of MarketWatch advises, this could be especially beneficial for moms.
This is a really positive, awesome part of who you are as a woman, as a mother. Show them that part of yourself. Be a great role model for why it's important to work, about positive messages about business and finance and career.
Still, although there are those who believe that work and home life should remain separate, Emma says that sharing your professional accomplishments can help encourage your kids to aspire to be successful both professionally and personally.
Blur those lines between work and family. You know, there's nothing shameful about being really successful, really engaging in career, and you can also be an awesome parent at the same time.
Since work is a basic element of life, Johnson adds that it's our duty to send our children out into the world well-equipped with concrete business acumen and a positive attitude about earning a living. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.